Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hello, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet, one person at a time. Today we have Sarah Kennedy with us, who's a women's sexuality and empowerment coach, and she's going to share with us some wonderful ideas about how we can open ourselves to have more healthy, more dynamic, more fun sex, have a better sex life at any age, which I think is an awesome topic, and I'm excited to talk to her about it. And she also has an incredible story about personal story about her breakthrough on this issue, and I'm excited to hear her story. So welcome, Sarah.
Hello, Lisa. Thank you for having me here. I'm very honored to be a part of the show.
Oh, I'm so thrilled that you are. And I think this is a really important topic, really important for women, to find a way to reclaim our sensuality, our sexuality. It's so important. So yes. Can you, I know you have a really great story about personal story that led you to become a women's sexuality coach. And I'd really love to hear it if you don't mind sharing it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for asking. So my history with sexuality is a difficult one. I actually had a condition that caused sex to be painful for over 20 years. And I was very, very shut down sexually. Like, I thought I was just one of those women that had no libido. I went to a bunch of gynecologists over those 20 years. They would tell me things like, oh, you just haven't met the right man yet. Like, nothing they said actually was relevant or helped at all. And at some point, after feeling so frustrated for so long and sex being so painful for so long, I just gave up on it. I thought, well, I guess this is just not for me in this lifetime. And then about 7 years ago, a friend of mine told me about a somatic sexuality practice that she had started called orgasmic meditation. And as soon as I heard that word, like, something in me lit up. And I thought, whatever this is, I need to do it. So I found out about the practice. And I started doing it, and literally within about 6 weeks, the condition that had caused sex to be painful for over 20 years was completely healed. And I had access to all this beautiful, juicy, vibrant sexual energy in my body all of a sudden. And I met a man shortly thereafter, and we just, I was able to have pleasurable sex with him, which was such a huge healing for me and such a big experience for me in my life. I was so deeply moved by this transformation in my life that I immediately knew this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to help other women have the same transformation. So I left a 13-year career. I entered a coaching program to get trained to be a women's sexuality coach, and started my business shortly after that.
Wow, that's really inspiring. And it brings up a couple thoughts that I have, but first of all, before that, tell me more about what orgasmic meditation is. And it's just two of my favorite things in one little sentence there. Sounds like a really cool thing. So what is that?
Yeah. So it's a somatic, which just means body-based sexuality practice that's partnered. So a woman, the way the practice works is that the woman takes her pants off and lies down, and her partner, could be a man, could be a woman, sits to her side and strokes her clitoris for 15 minutes with no goal at all. The only goal would be just to feel whatever's arising. And both people use it as a meditation of the point of contact, which is the finger on the clitoris. And when the 15 minutes is over, you pull up your pants, you pack everything away, and you really hold it as a practice. And what I found for me with this practice is what it allowed me to do was find a space where I could actually just relax, because sex had been painful for so long. Whenever I would try and have sex, my whole body would tense up, almost like a post-traumatic stress response. And this practice gave me a space where I was like, okay, it's just 15 minutes. I know exactly what's going to happen. Like, my vigilance center could relax, my body could relax, and I learned to retrain my body to respond with a place of relaxation instead of a place of tension when it came to sexual touch.
Wow. It sounds really beautiful and really powerful.
Yeah. 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 It really is. It was and still is.
When you were talking, I was thinking how, I don't know, screwed up and crazy we've gotten over what we think women's sexuality is and mm-hmm. what it should be and what's possible. And so many, mm-hmm. you know, young men are getting their training by, you know, watching pornography or, you know, women think it should be like maybe women are too. And what I noticed when I was on your website is that it seems like you have a real pull towards helping women understand the reality of their bodies rather than what we think it should be.
Yes, yes, definitely. And, you know, part of, for me, what I see happening with that is that in our culture, we have this cultural story that it's normal for a man to want sex. It's normal for a man to have a high libido. And it's normal for women to have low libido. It's normal for women not to enjoy sex or want sex as much. And what I always like to say to women is if you look at your body from a biological sense, that cultural idea doesn't actually add up. It doesn't make sense. A female body is actually more biologically wired for pleasure than a male body even is. You know, we have an organ whose sole purpose is for pleasure, the clitoris. We can have lots of different types of orgasms. We can have multiple orgasms. Like our bodies are just biologically wired to experience a lot of pleasure. So the cultural story just doesn't add up.
Hmm. That's really interesting. And what do you think, you know, what do you think the cause of that is? Like, why do we feel so disempowered? Why do we believe we can't have pleasure?
Well, we've been actually repressing female sexuality in our world for about 5,000 years. If you study history, if you go way back, it used to be something that was held with a lot of reverence. There were women who really were trained in the arts of sexuality. They were, you know, priestesses in the arts of sexuality. And we started a whole long trajectory of disempowering women. And part of the way we did that was to strip women of their sexual power and then turn female sexuality into something that's almost demonic. Like if a woman enjoys sex, she's a slut. All the ways we demonize women for their sexuality. So it was this long process that happened over a lot of history that has stripped women of their sexual power.
And I think it's very hard for people, even us modern women, to really talk about sexuality mm-hmm. in a way that's empowering, that doesn't make us mm-hmm. feel like sort of slutty porn stars or frigid, you yeah. know, people that don't want mm-hmm. it. Like, how do we learn how to talk about what we want, mm-hmm. how we feel? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. how do we do that?
Yeah, that's a really great question. When I'm working, you know, with my private clients or I'm teaching classes, this is something we inevitably work on. When I first started orgasmic meditation, one of the parts of that practice is the woman is asking for what she wants moment to moment. Like maybe you want your partner to stroke a little lighter or a little firmer or a little to the left or a little to the right. And when I first started this practice, I would open my mouth to ask for what I wanted and nothing would come out. Like that's how it closed down and how difficult it was for me to ask for what I wanted, to know what I wanted, to say what I wanted. And through just moving through the uncomfortable experience of asking, it started to get easier and easier for me. And there's times now, even I've been on this journey for 7 years, there's times now I even still go unconscious and don't ask for what I want. So it's a journey to really come back to that place of feeling empowered enough to ask for what you want. So I always encourage women just to start with just asking for one thing. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes, the more your voice opens up, the more you feel capable to continue asking for what you want and need.
That's awesome. I love it. And I do think so. One of my friends who's a tantra teacher and a sex educator told me that she studies the chakra system and really, you know, understands mm-hmm. that really well. And she it's her theory that the, you know, the second chakra or the sex chakra, when that opens up, somehow it shuts down our voice at the same time. And she thinks like there's an energetic switch that happens there for women. And that sometimes it's easier to talk about it after or to talk about it before rather than during, because it seems so common that women have trouble with that.
Yes, yes, it's very true. Yes, and I do definitely agree. There's a connection between sexual energy and your voice. There's actually a connection between the vagina and the mouth. Like if you open your mouth and relax it, your vagina actually immediately relaxes as well. So all of these things are definitely connected.
Well, definitely childbirth educators will tell you that, you know, that if you want, you know, if you're giving birth, you know, to make noise, to vocalize, to, you know, that when you, if you make that, those really deep noises, it opens you up, you know, opens up, you know, your cervix and for childbirth too. So it seems like really, really, that's a really interesting thing. Now, you have some, stuff on your website about having sex like a goddess. And I wonder if you can talk about that, because it sounds so like so much fun. So what is it having sex like a goddess like, and how can we all do that?
Yeah, definitely. So part of the reason that so many women aren't enjoying their sex lives is because we have learned to have sex in a way that's more masculine energy in nature than feminine energy in nature. So what I mean by that is the masculine is more focused on goals, on accomplishment, on a linear, you know, way to do things, a linear structure. And all of those things are really great. You need that masculine energy at times, but when you bring that into the bedroom, that doesn't really facilitate, you know, great electrifying sex for women. And so if women aren't having great sex, men are only going to have so-so sex too. And so what I teach is a different approach to sex. It's an approach with more of a feminine energy. So that's why I say goddess, because it's really about going back to that feminine knowledge and the feminine way of working with your body and working with your sexuality. So like one pragmatic example of a switch that could be made to move from masculine to feminine and have sex like a goddess. When most people approach sex, so when a man and a woman or you know anyone approaches sex, there's usually this idea of a goal in mind. And the goal is usually to have a climax. Like I have to get my partner to have a climax and I have to have a climax. The man usually feels really to get it right, so the woman will have a climax. The woman usually feels really pressured to get it right, so she'll have a climax and her partner will feel like she did a good job. And it creates all this pressure. And, you know, I'll talk to couples and they'll be like, yeah, we've tried so hard and she's still not having a climax. And so a more feminine approach is just to let that idea that there's any goal in your sex go. Like just drop that completely and approach sex in a place of playfulness and a place of flow. Like it's really, it sounds so simple, but can make a huge impact on how much you enjoy sex. Because when you let go of the goal, you can actually start to just relax and feel what's happening moment to moment. And it's from a relaxed place that sex can get so much better for everyone, but especially for women.
Yeah, I think that this probably changes too as we get older, you know, like, so I think you can tell me if you think this is true, but like younger women and younger couples are a little more like, maybe orgasm driven, more reproductively driven. Like it's just our biology to kind of go for the big O, right? And I think as we get older, you know, like postmenopausal women, and older couples in general, kind of get less, you know, focused, you know, on the orgasm and more on the intimacy, on the pleasure, on the connection that's happening in the moment. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I think that can be true for sure. But I also do talk to a lot of clients who are postmenopausal, who are older, and they're still stuck in this idea about needing to have a climax or somehow they failed. So yeah, I think it could be both.
So I'm so interested in like what... you talk sort of about these four steps and like, what is a sex coach? I think there's probably a lot of you know, speculation or maybe misunderstandings mm-hmm. about what a sex coach is like, are you hopping in bed with people? Are you like, you know, what is a sex coach and what are the four steps? How do you help people?
Yes, I definitely don't pop into bed with people. I actually, most of my clients, I work remotely over Skype or over the phone. I have clients all over the globe. But when I'm working, you know, because I do work mostly with women. So what I do is I take them through a healing process. And it was a process that got developed through my own healing experience with sexuality. So this is something that came organically through me. And so what, you know, that process you're talking about, the first step that I ask women to step into is to stop doing anything sexually that you don't thoroughly enjoy. Because every time you do something sexually that you don't thoroughly enjoy, you create tension in the body. You're holding your body in a very tense place. And so over time, that creates a lot of chronic tension. And it's hard to have those deeper orgasms and really enjoy sex when your body is full of chronic tension. And women do this for so many reasons. They feel obligated. They feel like they owe their partner something. They're scared to say no. But really helping them step into that place of sexual agency, where they're not going to continue to do things they're not thoroughly enjoying. And then after then, the next step is to look at how we can unblock and wake up a woman's sexual energy. And so that would look like two things. One would be, what are her particular blocks? Was there sexual trauma? Was she, you know, Catholic and she got all this conditioning about sex? Did her mom tell her sex was a bad thing and that's always stuck in her head? Did she have a lot of creepy energy around her when she was becoming a woman? So we look at what's actually blocking her specifically and work through those emotional blocks. And then I always tell my clients to do some kind of somatic body-based practice to help actually unblock the sexual energy. So you want to unblock that in a really safe way where you can do it in a relaxed place.
And that would be like then, what you do in orgasmic meditation. That would be that
exactly.
Like an example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm now a certified trainer in orgasmic meditation, so I can train people to do the practice. And there's other practices too. There's different options for people. We kind of figure out what feels best for them. But we just want to make sure they're doing something to really get that sexual energy awake, alive, and really flowing. And then once that's really awake and alive and really flowing, then we go and we talk about, okay, so when you go back to sex with your partner, because at first you stop anything you're not enjoying, then we talk about, well, what's a new way to approach it that's going to be more enjoyable for you and so then more enjoyable for your partner. So we'll go all through different ways to approach sex that are going to work a lot better. And then the last thing we look at is, what is it like to live like a sexually empowered woman and walk in the world? Because often for women, you know, they'll go to their jobs and they'll have to run so much masculine energy and then they'll come home and they're exhausted. They don't want to have sex. So, the last step is, how can you actually bring your feminine essence? How can you bring your feminine energy? How can you even bring like a feeling of sensuality out into the world so you're not coming home so drained and exhausted from having to be in the masculine for so long? And that will usually bring up some issues for women because it can often feel like dangerous to walk in the world.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It doesn't feel safe, you know, anymore.
It doesn't feel safe, no. I mean, that's what we've learned for a long time, that it's not safe. And the truth is there's lots of terrible things done to women just because we have female bodies. So there's a lot usually to work through there. So we take it in steps in a way that feels safe for the client or the student.
Sounds really powerful.
Feel safe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that you really cover all the angles, you know, and I mean, I think we, you know, have to work with becoming unrepressed, you know, because we're so repressed and then, you know, really finding a beautiful expression. I also noticed too, that you work a lot with womb, you know, the female lineage, the mother relationship and womb energy. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, there was two things there. So the mother lineage is something I call the mother merge. And so there's usually ways where we've energetically merged with our mothers, and we'll often take on her conditioning around sex. And so, you know, that's part of what we'll work on when we're unblocking the woman. And that will inevitably be a piece that we work on. Like, what about your mother's relationship with sex imprinted upon you? And then we work with ways to let that go, because that's essentially not yours, it's your mother's. So there's processes I'll take people through to let that place go that you got imprinted on. And then as far as the womb goes, yeah, I love womb work. I've been trained in a lot of different practices around connecting with the womb. Doesn't matter if your physical uterus has been removed. You know, I like to say that because, you know, often women will suddenly get sad if their physical uterus has been removed. You still have that energetic imprint of a womb space. And it's a very energetically potent part of your body as a woman to get connected to. And when you get connected to it, you have more access to your wisdom, to your feminine energy, to your sensuality, to feeling confident and empowered. Mm.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that you do that. And I know we've been talking about mostly women here. Do you ever work with men, or do you have any advice for the people that are listening that are men about how they can be supportive of their women as they open sexually?
I don't work with a lot of men. I will work if a woman has a partner. He may come into some of the sessions. If I train two people in orgasmic meditation, I'll work with a man. I have occasionally had male clients that I've worked with privately. But, you know, the main thing I'll say about that is the thing that I see women missing the most around their sexuality is a sense of sexual agency, a sense of sexual empowerment. The thing I see missing for men the most is a sense of sexual attunement, like really being able to attune to the woman that he's with. And what that takes, orgasmic meditation is great for that, because in his role as the person who's stroking the woman who's lying down, is you really get to up your presence and really learn how to just quietly listen to what's happening for the woman. So you really learn to get in greater attunement with what's going on in a woman's body and become more focused and present in the bedroom, because that will bleed into the bedroom for men. So that is one of my big recommendations, is just, it's like upping your spidey senses in what you're seeing and noticing and feeling in her. So many women fake orgasms. Like, if a man's really watching, if he's really attuned, he would know if a woman's faking an orgasm. So that's the big thing I like to help men with.
Well, I don't know if this is true, but as you're speaking, this is sort of a controversial, radical thing to say, but as you're speaking, I'm noticing that it's like women need to own their power in a way that's a little more masculine in order to be empowered. Mm-hmm. And men have to become more feminine and, you know, own their attunement to come into their hearts and, you know, be vulnerable and emotionally available. Yes. Is that kind of what you think?
Yeah, I think that you could frame it that way, and that makes a lot of sense to me. So, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I just had this feeling when you were speaking that's maybe what, what's going on. That's so cool.
Yeah. And in that respect, we can learn from each other, because a woman naturally has a greater sense of attunement, and a man would naturally have that greater sense of empowerment, because we sexually empower men in our culture a lot more than we do women. So we can learn that the skills that each gender is missing, we can learn from each other. And I will say, like, I think when men learn greater attunement and women have greater agency, we're actually going to heal a lot of the emotional pain that exists between men and women as far as sexuality goes.
I love that. That's beautiful. And I think that's a really beautiful, worthy goal. And, you know, I teach in an energy medicine school, and we train healers. It's a 3-year program. It's pretty intense. And we work through the chakras. And every time we get to the second chakra, it's like the sexuality chakra. My business partner, Reese Thomas, and I, we look around the room and we think, if we could somehow magically heal everybody's sexual issues, like if we could bring them into full sexual empowerment, like it's like our work would be done. Like, you know, It would,
Yeah.
it's so it's now in, of course there's six other chakras, but still there's so much loaded into our sexuality, and
Yes.
I think it reverberates through our relationships, through our society, through, you know, our psyches, our bodies, in such powerful ways that need harmonizing.
Exactly. So with you on that one. I love that you said that. So with
Yeah.
you. I mean, I tell everyone, like for me, like when I started working on my sex, like my whole life actually started to transform. And I see that when I'm working with people, it's like that's a sexuality is a taproot issue. And when you heal that, it's just like it's a branch into all these other aspects of our lives and the way we are as a society for sure.
And if people wanted to get in touch with you, how can they do that or work with you? How can they do that?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for asking. So they can go to my website, www.sarah with an H, so S-A-R-A-H, and then the letter J as in jelly, Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y.com. So on there's a place where you can contact me. And I also have a free gift I wanted to offer your listeners, if that's okay.
Yeah, it's great. Tell
okay.
us about it.
Well, I have a small audio online course that's called Embody the Feminine. And in this course, I teach four different, very simple, you know, we've been talking about somatic practices. This is not pants off, you know, it's totally PG-13, just very simple practices that women can do to help you get reconnected with your body, reconnected with your sensuality, reconnected with your feminine essence. And so everyone's welcome to sign up for that. The website for that is embodythefeminine.gr8. So G as in G-spot, R as in radiance, and the number 8. .com. So embodythefeminine.gr8.com.
Awesome. And we will also post that on the studio website. So thank you so much,
Great.
Sarah, for being with me today. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I just
yeah.
want to thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. My pleasure.
And thanks all of you guys out there for joining us today on The Miracle of Healing here on Empower Radio, where we are healing the planet one person at a time.